will help you to understand how to restore the fear of the Lord in your own life. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. God bless you, and let's be in prayer for this God-forsaken nation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Brian Close. And we're going to be talking about population control, abortion. We're going to be talking about the things that are going on in America and the world today that have to do with the destruction of human life. Brian, let's see if we can get Brian on the line. Brian, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Thank you very much for being with us. Now, are you with the Human Life International Organization? Tell us a little bit about your background and your concern, why you're so concerned about the pro-life issues.
Well, starting with Human Life International, we were founded back in 1972 by Father Paul Marx, a Benedictine monk who was probably the first person in the country to see legalized abortion coming down the pipe. And for 40 years now, we have traveled millions of miles to more than 150 countries all over the world trying to expose population control abuses and fight the legalization of abortion all around the world, which the people never vote on. It's always forced on them by the United Nations or the national legislature. I've been with Human Life International for 17 years now. I'm director of research and training there, and I've traveled well over a million miles to 50-plus countries, and I've seen some things that you would not believe. So I got into this first, you know, for the sake of the Catholic faith and for the unborn children, but now I see the problems much larger than just the situation in the United States.
Well, I certainly knew Father Marx very, very well. I actually took a number of trips for them, traveling to Australia, New Zealand, on one occasion representing Human Life International. And it's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and I certainly miss Father Marx. He was a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, and certainly a real tribute to his faith.
Absolutely.
And to our Lord. Well, basically, certainly abortion now, because when I went to medical school in the early 1960s, abortion was wrong. Taking a human life was wrong. And then suddenly one day, why everybody was saying, well, maybe abortion's all right. And what about the mother and the health of the mother and the life of the mother? And shouldn't we be concerned about the life of the mother? And would you like to sort of describe a little bit about how they were able to actually change the entire outlook of the American people to justify taking the life of an unborn child or a newborn child? It's frankly murder. I don't care what you call it. We are murdering and destroying children, many of whom would have wonderful, wonderful lives and certainly contribute to much to society. We've already killed here in America over 53 million of them. But go right ahead. I'd like your thoughts on this.
Well, I talked to Bernard Nathanson a lot and read his books and a lot of his papers, and he said it was all a propaganda ploy, softening the ground by taking advantage of Americans' sympathy for the underdog. And so the perfect tool was to argue that there are 5,000 to 10,000 women dying of illegal abortions every year in the United States, and this is what got people's attention. And, of course, he admitted later on in his books that this was a complete lie, that he and Larry Lader and the other people who founded NARAL, which is now NARAL Pro-Choice America, knew they were lying, but in the so-called morality of the revolution, they saw that it was a proper thing to do.
And of course, I knew Dr. Nathanson as well when I was active in the movement. And he eventually, of course, converted and became a Catholic. And he came out as staunchly against abortion, which he had, of course, initially supported. Our guest this evening is Brian Close, and we're going to be talking about... Is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
Yes, it is. You got it right.
Okay, very good. We'll be back in just a moment here to discuss this plague on America, for which I believe God is going to bring judgment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The U.S. enhanced interest in the...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Brian Cloves of Human Life International, and basically he's talking about abortion. We're talking about the real reason behind this is population control. And why do they want to get population control? Well, it's laid out in a government document. You can get it off the Internet. NSSM 200 put out in 74 by Henry Kissinger, National Security
Study Memorandum.
Study Memorandum 200, NSSM 200. Put that in, get it, and read it. But they are quite open about it. What they want to do is decrease the populations in other countries. What they want to do is be able to claim and obtain and control the natural resources in other countries, and population control is the vehicle by which they're going to do it. I mean, it's so flagrant. 1974, and they've killed literally hundreds of millions of people all throughout the world in quest of this goal. Go right ahead, Brian.
Yeah, NSSM 200 said that whenever we can lessen population pressure to reduce birth rates, population policy becomes relevant to the resource supplies and the economic interests of the United States. end quote. And NSSM 200 also says the most efficient way of implementing population control is to legalize abortion. Now, if you want a copy of NSSM 200 and my analysis of it, you can just email me at bclowes@hli.org. It completely breaks down NSSM 200 and puts in there an outline of it and a complete strategy.
What part did the United States play in helping to finance the International Planned Parenthood that financed and coordinated the one-child policy in communist China? Did we play any part in that?
We did play a big part in that. Obama returned funding of the United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, to the tune of more than $50 million a year. Bush cut that out because Chris Smith and other good pro-life congressmen proved that the UNFPA supports and helps to implement the Chinese forced abortion program. But now the funding has been reestablished under President Barack Obama. According to its own documents, the UNFPA has donated $100 million to the Chinese population program. It bought and custom designed a $12 million computer to monitor the population control program. It trained thousands of Chinese population control officials, and it presented China with the UN award for the, quote, most outstanding population control program, end quote. So UNFPA is one of the major implementators of the a Chinese forced abortion program.
And the average American doesn't really understand that it was American foreign policy. I don't say American. I believe there's an elite group that controls our country. But be that as it may, it was American money that has been the driving force behind China's one-child policy. And yet the average American has no idea what's really going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Brian? Well, basically, of course, the argument that's used, Brian, ordinarily is, but what about the mother? What about certainly her life being destroyed, an unwanted child? Certainly, she's unmarried. She is going to have to carry this child to birth. It's going to disrupt her whole life. How do you answer that question?
Yes. I answer that question by saying no matter where you are, everybody seems to have a support network. Even here in Front Royal, my wife, who operates, is the executive director of the Crisis Pregnancy Center here, says that these girls come in. Often they seem to be bereft of any kind of support. The boyfriend wants her to kill the baby. The parents are pressuring her to kill the baby. But there are support networks out there. The church and society can help out with all of this. But the problem with all of this is that Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in 1973, was not a great leap forward for women's rights, as the feminists say, is a great leap forward for unscrupulous men, because now they have no responsibility at all. They, you know, get a girl pregnant and just go ahead and give her half the money for an abortion and move on. My wife sees this all the time. Young girls come in, they're pregnant, the boyfriend's already moved on and shacked up with someone else. But I've seen very rare cases in my travels around the world where it's impossible for her to have the baby. There are all these sob stories shown by these pro-abortion people, and it turns out they're universally false. There are always familial support system. If the family won't support her, then the local Catholic Church will, or a sympathetic local government. There's always a way to get through this problem.
And, of course, they have the crisis support units all across America. So, and both Catholic, I think, crisis support is pregnancy support is a Catholic, and they're Protestant organizations. There are lots of things that can be done if you want to. But, of course, the whole idea, really, is they want to kill that innocent child.
There are 4,000 crisis pregnancy centers under CareNet, a Heartbeat International, Birthright, whatever. And I tell the young people when I go to talk at a high school, you want to know who really cares about the women? Call up a crisis pregnancy center and say, you know, I'm pregnant. I need help, possibly with housing. I need food. You know, I need prenatal care. And the CPC, the crisis pregnancy center, the people there will bend over backwards to help you. Then try calling an abortion clinic and say, I'm pregnant. You know, I need help with all this stuff, they'll just laugh at you. So do that little test to find out who really cares about pregnant women.
Very well said. Well, somebody had called in. Wants you to repeat your website. Again, our telephone number if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, out if you're here in the Central Coast of California. So you want to go ahead and get your website out again?
Okay, the Human Life International website is simply hli.org. My email address is bclowes@hli.org. And I can send you all kinds of material on population control. Some of these include population control expenditures by nation, 1996 to 2012, the population control agenda, leading causes of death in developing countries, annual abortions performed worldwide, 13 factors that decrease fertility, a lot of information on it.
And basically, you can always go to, remember, our guest is Brian Clowes, C-L-O-W-E-S, and you can look that up on the Internet, or you can go to HLI Headquarters, Human Life International Headquarters. Or one more time, give your site.
HLI.org.
Right. All right, HLI.org, that's for Human Life International. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, I seem to recall reading that the majority of people here in the United States really are no longer pro-choice, and certainly there was a time when this first came in that the majority were in favor of the right of abortion, but this seems to be changing as time goes by. I think more and more people realize this is simply murdering innocent children, and certainly if a woman is raped, that's a terrible thing, it's a terrible crime, but do you want a second crime to try to counter the tragedy of the first crime? So basically, what is happening towards the attitude towards abortion here in the United States today?
That's remarkable. I was just doing a lot of work on that over the past 3 days. If you look at the Gallup Corporation or Gallup Polls website and just type in abortion, you'll see all of these trending polls they do. And 15 years ago, 56% of Americans described themselves as pro-choice, 33% described themselves as pro-life, which is a pretty big margin for pro-choice. But we've narrowed the gap, and we've gone beyond that, so that now most people describe themselves as pro-life. And there are several reasons for this, the exposure of the horrible partial birth abortion, which was got out in front of the people for the first time, all these horrible stories of hundreds of women being murdered because they refused abortions, their boyfriends or their husbands killed them. You can find that on the website www.abortionviolence.com. Then there's a Kermit Gosnell case up in Philadelphia where this abortionist was delivering babies alive and killing them by slashing their spinal columns. You read about that, I'm sure. More and more, the horrible nature of abortion is being exposed. There's also ultrasound, 3D ultrasound showing the beauty of the baby in the womb. And you just can't get around the truth. There is no other possible time that human life, a person, could begin than the fusion of the 23 chromosomes from the mother and the 23 chromosomes from the father. Boom. From 2 times 23, you get 46, and that is a human person. You can't say it's after 10 weeks, because what's the difference one day before and after? And what's the difference between a minute before birth and a minute after? The only possible logical thing way it could be the beginning of human life, a person, is a conception. And that's why I became Catholic in the first place, because no matter how much the pro-abortion people jeer and criticize the Catholic Church, all of the Catholic moral teachings are supported by hard science and medicine.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and of course, One of my major concerns when I was traveling, of course, with HLI was the AIDS epidemic, and I think Father Marks recognized that this was part of population control. I'm not sure that at that time I really understood that the AIDS epidemic certainly had been created as a matter of population control. It just wasn't as effective as they hoped it would be. But, of course, we are losing literally millions of people every day because of the population control agenda. Abortion is an important part of that, certainly. In China, they have killed 400 million children. 400 million children have been aborted, and probably three times that many have been prevented by sterilization or certainly by contraceptives. And the same thing in India, the same thing in Russia. We're talking about probably 3 to 4 billion children had either been killed, outright killed, or certainly have not been born because of this worldwide program. Well, certainly there's a great deal
heart
of money.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Stan, our guest this evening, Brian Cloves, and we're talking about population control, we're talking about abortion, and we were simply in the break there talking about AIDS. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Brian was simply saying that he has done some research on the AIDS epidemic and the use of condoms. And he's even written a little book about it. And he said that certainly in the communities where there is a high level of Catholic population in Africa, where, of course, the Catholic is theoretically forbidden to use condoms when having intimate relations, why there seems to be a lower level of AIDS. Would you like to pick up that and develop those concepts?
Yeah, I would. Thank you. The Catholics in Africa are a little different from the ones over here in the USA. They take the faith seriously. I've met a lot of the bishops over there. I've been over there many times. They do take the faith very seriously, so Catholics don't use condoms all that much. If you look at a place like South Africa, 22% HIV infection rate. Swaziland, almost no Catholics down there. I'm going there again in February. A 38% HIV infection rate. So the more Catholics and Muslims you have in a country, the less HIV/AIDS. But the population controllers don't listen to this kind of thing. Uganda had the highest HIV infection rate among adults back in 1991 of 21%. They reduced that to 6% in 2004 by strongly discouraging the use of condoms and by changing the behavior of the people. But the population control groups, they wouldn't allow this success to stand, so they continued to aggressively promote the use of abortion condoms in Uganda, and now the HIV rate is starting to go back up again. It's close to 10%. And this is main characters there. Main pushers of condoms there are USAID, United States Agency for International Development, CARE International, Doctors Without Borders, and Marie Stopes International.
A very interesting observation. Well, Sydney, because there's some areas in the western part of Africa that have almost no AIDS at all. I mean, we're talking about 1% or 2%. The question is, why is there so much more, AIDS in Africa, in South Africa, and in Botswana, and all those countries along the eastern coast in Kenya, and compared with the areas on the west coast where there's very little? But that's a subject for another evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly, abortion has been a great killer, and we wonder how many wonderful lives have been snuffed out in that 53 million Americans who've certainly been aborted, and certainly so many others have not been born because of contraception, sterilization, various types of injections you get so you won't get pregnant. And basically, of course, they're not trying to do anything to push a moral stance, certainly sex, something to be reserved for marriage. They're encouraging promiscuity on one hand, and then bemoaning the fact that they have to abort so many and kill so many unborn children. So what's the solution, Brian? You're on the front lines in this battle. You've been working with HLI for a long period of time. They're good people who really feel very deeply about this. I wish that the people in the Protestant church, and I happen to be Protestant, but I wish the people in the Protestant church felt as strongly as the Catholics and the Catholic leaders do on this subject. What are your thoughts?
Well, some of the Protestants do feel as strongly as the Catholics on this subject. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the best pro-lifers I have seen are Protestants because, you know, they just don't hold back. They are out there on the front lines and they're absolutely fearless. There are several things we need to do here. We need to stop sniping at each other, Catholics against Protestants, so on, and start working arm in arm. That's what the pro-abortionists fear the most. Once we get rid of abortion in this land, then we can go back to calling each other papists, and you're going to hell, this and that, and all that other good stuff. But that's the first thing we have to do. Forget our differences, because we're facing a much greater evil than any evil the Protestants could have done or the Catholics could have done We got to forget all that stuff and work together like they do in Trinidad and Tobago, where they've been keeping abortion out for many years.
And I certainly agree with you. One of the most pleasant experiences of my life was traveling with HLI and attending their meetings on a regular basis, discussing, initially, of course, I discussed AIDS. Eventually, of course, my shift changed to population control because, of course, abortion and AIDS are simply part and parcel of a much larger agenda, which I describe in my treatise. You can find it on the internet. It's called The Population Control Agenda. The population control agenda and information there that is so unbelievable, it's hard for people to realize that human beings could actually promote what they're promoting, but they are. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Brian Close from the Human Life International Organization. Totally dedicated. This is an organization totally dedicated to the pro-life purpose, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job, not only in America, but throughout the world. I was reading something you'd read about certainly what's happening in our society and the number of children that are born out of wedlock today. Now, that is simply a function of what they're being taught in our schools today. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They've taken any concept of moral education. It's sort of do, if it feels good, do it. Could I be correct that you had written that almost 43% of children are born out of wedlock today? Did I misinterpret those figures?
That's what the Statistical Abstract of the United States says. The U.S. Census Bureau, more than 40% of all babies, 2 out of 5 now are born outside marriage, because people just don't seem to need feel the need to get married anymore. There's simply no need for it. So you have these shifting relationships one after another. And my poor wife has to deal with these poor young ladies every day. One was 23 years old and had 4 children by 4 different men. And it's a lot worse in many other countries where that's just the standard. And these kids are going to grow up without a father or a parade of men coming in and out. They're going to be exposed to drugs, criminal activity, and a complete lack of morality, and they'll just continue the cycle. We're in the second or third generation now. Here in Front Royal, we have 28-year-old grandmothers because their daughters, made exactly the same mistake they did and perpetuated even beyond that. So you asked before what we can do. The first thing, of course, we can do is pray. That's the most important thing. The second thing we have to do is recruit. We have to start bringing more people into the pro-life movement. We need to understand the issues and get the science behind the issues. And you get a lot of that stuff right off pro-life DVD that we have. If you write to me at this email address I gave you, vclowes@hli.org, a complete pro-life library and a 3-inch DVD, every topic you want to know about, from contraception to abortion, population control, euthanasia, homosexuality, it's all there. So start teaching yourself the basics, like overpopulation. Is there an overpopulation problem? Just one example, that's a foundational fact to know. There are 7.1 billion people in the world today. If you look at POPIN, the United Nations Population Information Network, you will see that we will max out in about 30 years at 8.1 billion, and then the world population will start to collapse. By the year 2100, the turn of the century, we're expected to be at 6.2 billion, going way back down faster and faster and faster. And if you think that you've got problems with an expanding population, wait until you see what happens when the population starts to collapse, like in Europe. It's just a horrible situation.
And the average American has no idea what's going on. So if you get down into places like Italy, they have 1.2 children per family. Basically, you need 2.1 children per family to simply maintain a population. They have 1.2 children per family, 1.4, I believe, in Germany, something very similar in France. But basically, you get in Japan, why 1.2 children per family. In 2 generations, those countries are going to cease to exist. And here in the United States, they come up with this wonderful figure, but America's holding its own. Certainly, the population, the fertility rate is 2.1 children per family. We're holding our own. But they never actually tell you, what about the Anglo-Saxon, the white population? The white population figures are 1.67 children per family. And we're dying off here. Certainly, the black, Hispanic, and Muslim population is growing here and having lots of children. But we're not doing that among the white population. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's an intense hatred to Christianity. There's an intense hatred to America, and they want to destroy America. That's one reason they're bringing in all the immigrants from all over the world to destroy this country, because we were once a great Christian nation. Well, right now we have Michael calling, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Michael is calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I got a question and a comment. I'm thinking that, you know, that these, you know, if you're a man and you get a woman pregnant, you should have to pay to take care of this baby, and so they don't want to pay for it because he ain't going to pay for it, then they're just going to kill the baby, and that's what they're doing. And so I'm thinking, you know, I know it's murder. So we got very accustomed at murdering people all over the world, but the worst one that hurts me the most is to know that they could kill a baby that has no defense and can't do anything about it, and that's okay. But there's one other thing. Then when they're born, they won't educate them, and they should have two regular teachers and an assistant teacher in the classroom making sure these people are educated, because all these criminals, they can identify them in elementary school if they would take care of that then.
Michael, you're absolutely right. Michael, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what could be done to get people to realize that we have to do things the right way, and that killing babies isn't okay, and how could we get that across to them? Because they really need to stop.
Well, Michael, one thing is you get everybody back there in Flint, Michigan listening to Radio Liberty, but I said the question is a legitimate one, yeah. Brian. I mean, how are we going to get the message out better? How are we going to reach people in the Catholic community and in the Protestant community and make them realize they have to be involved? And we've got to change the attitude, not only certainly of the people, but of our political leaders as well, and certainly get the judges to abide by our Constitution. There is no place in the Constitution where any right is given to the Supreme Court and the members of the Supreme Court to do anything at all about abortion. This is a matter to be taken care of at the state and the local level, not at all at the federal level. What would you say to Michael?
Well, Michael, I got to tell you, I must have given 300 talks before I finally figured out I was just speaking into thin air. Giving talks is not going to do it, and even, I'm sorry, but listening to radio shows isn't going to do a heck of a lot. What you have to do is you have to educate yourself on the issues, and then you have to go out and recruit people one-on-one. The people you know who are sympathetic to the pro-life movement, who are involved, go after them one-on-one and bring them into the pro-life movement. That's the only way that we're going to do this, one-on-one recruiting.
And, Michael, I really believe this is a spiritual battle. I believe, of course, we should be praying to God, because we're not going to change this on our own. Only God is going to change this, and I think he's going to bring terrible punishment on America for what we've done. Thank you,
Zimmerman. Yeah, the way it seems, Doc, is the best way to get out of paying child support is kill the babies.
That's absolutely right. It's just frank murder. Thanks very much for calling. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Michael is saying he's certainly the fellow who's got the girl pregnant wants to kill that baby. He doesn't want to have to pay for it. And people don't understand there are certainly consequences for what we do. And if you're going to have sexual intimacy with a girl, why, you certainly, there is a very real possibility she's going to get pregnant. And basically, if you go back and you read the Romans, chapter 1, verse starting with verse 18, about what happens to a nation that turns its back against God. And there's a whole section there, Romans 1:18, on sexual immorality and what happens when a nation becomes immoral, and we're seeing that in America today. And the only reason the way we're going to counter this is to bring morality back to America, and we can't do that, only God can. And the people are going to have to, I said, they try to get people to understand. I think things are going to get terribly bad here. I think there are going to be catastrophic events occurring in America. Maybe that'll get people's attention. I certainly, we're not, as Brian says, one-on-one. It's a long, slow process. There's going to have to be some major event that's going to get people's attention. But Brian, certainly, I know you're going all over the country and talking. Are you still going traveling to other countries as well on a regular basis?
Oh, yes. Last trip was to Namibia. Next trip is to Swaziland in February. And after that, Malaysia.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Barbara. And Barbara's calling us here. And hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a comment primarily and a praise, you know, for Dr. Gross, because he is talking about with Father Marx did a wonderful job. But years ago, James Dobson did a program on Focus on the Family on children of rape. And it talked about the people who, mothers who had been raped and who had actually given birth to those babies. And the one I remember was Ethel Waters, who was one of the most wonderful opera singers of all time.
And his eye is on the sparrow.
Wonder how many children have been destroyed who could have made so many changes in this world and are no longer, were not allowed to be with us. And, you know, that really kind of hangs over your head, because you have to really stop and think about this. And one other thing was, I'm not Catholic, but I was trained in a Catholic school of nursing. And I will never forget when women who were coming in and were threatening to lose children, that it wasn't one of those things where you just came in and they had a D&C, and which is a dilatation and curettage for people who don't know. To just, you know, get rid of the hemorrhage in the baby. But we had to go through every clot that woman passed, and we had to go through it and look for the baby. And I can remember finding babies that were tiny, and they were there. But it gave me a respect for human life that I will never forget or regret in all of my life, because life is precious, and they taught me that, and it has remained with me all of my days.
And I think this is what we have forgotten, is the importance of human life. Every human being is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. But of course, we can't teach that in school today, because we can't mention God in our schools, because the good people will not rally together and say this whole legal system that says there's a separation of God and prayer and state is simply wrong. And there should be people out there demonstrating regularly in front of the Supreme Court every day to show their disgust for this organization that is made up of people who have no integrity at all. That's a tragic situation to say, but we've lost control of our country because the good people are too busy celebrating Black Friday and getting all the gifts that they can and watching television rather than being involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Anything else you'd like to say, Barbara?
I was wondering if Brian has any thoughts on what I had to say.
Yes, is a difficult situation, rape. All of these are difficult situations for these poor women. But as a woman who had been raped and had the child told me, one act of violence cannot be solved by another act of violence. And she also said that this quick and easy shake and bake solution of abortion is bad for these women who have been raped, because then everybody figures the problem has been solved. But a lot of these women, most of them probably, if they reflect the society, are pro-life. And to be bullied and pushed and harangued into having an abortion is many times for them as bad or worse than the rape itself, because they did have some possible control over it, but that control was taken away from them, just like in the rape.
I think that's absolutely true. Anything else, Barbara?
No, and just some of these women will carry this with them for the rest of their lives. It's not, you know, it just doesn't go away.
Amen to that.
It doesn't go away. My own mother, when she died a few years ago, confided to my wife, but never told my brother or I, that she'd had an abortion 2 years before I was born, and she suffered with that for more than half of a century. So it does tear away at your soul. My own mother is an example of that.
Okay, fine. Thank you so very much for calling, Barbara.
Thank you, Brian, for all the work you're doing. Appreciate it.
I'll keep it up until I die.
Okay, well, I certainly applaud that. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But this is really a spiritual battle. People don't understand that. It has nothing to do with ideology. There really is a conspiracy against God and against the products of conception created by God. And every individual is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And of course, we are destroying them. Here in America, we're financing the destruction in China. We're financing the destruction in Russia. We're financing the destruction in India, because all of those countries are indirectly, of course, receiving funds or support from International Planned Parenthood, which is funded with our tax money.
Well, Cindy, what would you tell our listeners right now? What should they be doing to try to counter this blight on our society?
The first thing is to pray, always. Cover yourself in prayer. That's the very first thing. If you're busy, as most of us are, ask the Lord what he wants you to do and listen carefully. The second thing is, wherever you decide you want to be, whether it's giving talks or volunteering for one of the wonderful local crisis pregnancy centers, whatever it is, get yourself read up, get yourself informed, get yourself trained. And the third thing is to recruit people into the pro-life movement. I'd like to especially mention here that I did a study a few years back that shows no matter what it is you do, whether you're picketing, sidewalk counseling, or helping out a crisis pregnancy center, approximately 50 hours You put approximately 50 hours of effort in, and you'll save a baby that you might not ever see. So if you take the number of hours we put in divided by the number of babies we've saved, and there have been millions since Roe v. Wade, you come out with about 50 hours. So ask yourself, is saving an unborn child's life worth 50 hours of my time?
And, of course, the answer to that is assuredly so. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, abortion is one of the great plagues on our society today. Lots of other things we talk about. And I think we're going to start doing a series of programs on abortion. It's something we have to keep coming back to because it is basically one of the foundation stones of the population control effort, an effort to eliminate most of the people on the world today. And certainly abortion is a building stone of this whole movement. Our guest, certainly, Brian Clowes, C-L-O-W-E-S. You go to his website, you can find it at Google. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Brian Close. Brian, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate you coming on with us.
I appreciate you asking me, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. It's been a privilege.
Good night. God bless. Well, of course, basically, this is such an important issue. Population control, you must understand, abortion is certainly one of the fundamental parts of this, but also they're creating all sorts of terrible new diseases. They're contaminating our vaccines. They're contaminating our food. They're contaminating the air we breathe. Certainly, they know exactly what they're doing. And basically, of course, they certainly are working at every aspect of our society. They're promoting wars, they're promoting famines, they're contaminating our food. Genetically modified food are not allowed in other countries. Why? Because they're poisonous, because they promote cancer, because they promote infertility. They know exactly what they're doing, which is why they're not allowed in Europe or in Africa, other than South Africa, which they already control. But they certainly are using the American people and you and your grandchildren as part of this wonderful experiment where they're progressively poisoning and destroying the lives of our people through poisoning our food and poisoning our water and poisoning our air. And if you don't understand that, you need to get my talk on population control. Population control, the covert agenda. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. The two separate talks, the second one comes with a syllabus. You must have this information at your fingertips so you can discuss it and discuss it intelligently. There really is evil in the world. There really are secret organizations, and behind them there are powerful spiritual organizations. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it is not simply one group but a number of groups. And behind all of these groups here in the United States are supernatural forces that are moving to fulfill the prophecies outlined in the Bible. And if you want to understand what's going on in the Near East today, it really doesn't make much sense. Why is the United States and the CIA toppling all of these countries over there? Certainly Egypt has been toppled, certainly Tunisia, Libya. We actually toppled the government of Turkey back in 2002 and brought it under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, the same thing in Lebanon. We've done the same thing then in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, where we've introduced constitutions under Sharia law. Why would the United States military bring in a military under Sharia? United States military bring in governments in Afghanistan and Iraq under Sharia law? Why, very simply, because of the people who control our military are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that is creating the best enemy American tax dollars can buy in preparation for the coming war. That's what it's all about. We're going to have a war with the Muslim world, just like we had a war with the Nazi world. And if you want to know how we financed the Nazis, both before and during World War II, the books Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, that's America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. His initial book, The Secret War Against the Jews, which of course he could not tell everything because he had actually signed secrecy agreements, but by the time he wrote his second book, he was able to bring everything forward. We have a 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, you'll certainly want to get that. Loftus is a Catholic, as I recall. He's certainly not Jewish at all, but he, of course, he has fascinating information, which you'll really enjoy. And then, of course, Professor Cuddy's wonderful book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, to find out how we financed the Nazis both before and during the Second World War, just as we are financing the Muslim Brotherhood. We created it. It was created by British intelligence. That book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. And, of course, the English intelligence created the Muslim Brotherhood, and the CIA took it over following World War II, and we're financing it today in preparation for the terrible and horrible bloody war that's coming in the near future.
Oh, a land that's free. Oh,
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on in the gold and silver market, what's going on in the economy, and certainly what people ought to be doing to begin preparing for what I believe are the very, very difficult times that lie ahead.
Well, I think we are going to see difficult times, and we're certainly going to see contraction in our economy coming up this year, and we're certainly facing a lot of uncertainty going into the new year with the so-called fiscal cliff. But I think the real problem lies with our monetary policy and basically having a currency that is not backed by gold. We have a fiat currency. And with that fiat currency comes with a government where there's no accountability and no responsibility. And this is what we face today is the results of that. So we need to get back to sound currency. That is our problem. We have a debt that we can't pay. So regardless of what happens, whether we pay, we know taxes are going to go up. We've been saying that for years. Taxes are only going to rise. And so folks better get used to it, and they better prepare and protect themselves against the inflation, because our government is going to continue to increase the amount of funds that they are printing, the amount of dollars that they are printing, in order to help pay for their debt. They're going to try to inflate their way out. So with purchasing gold and silver, it's a hedge against that inflation, and it will help protect your purchasing power. We have some pretty tough times that we face, and a lot of changes are coming our way. And if people aren't prepared, they will be affected dramatically.
I certainly agree with you. People have certainly forgotten that certainly when I was growing up, silver was $1.29 an ounce. The silver was $1.29 an ounce until 1965. And then during the intervening 48 years or so, why the price of gold has gone from $1.29 to over $33 an ounce, actually $34 an ounce. The same thing has happened to the price of gold. Gold was $35 an ounce back in those days, and certainly today the price of gold is actually, $1,740, $50, something like that. Massive increase in the price of gold and silver, and it is my personal belief, though we haven't seen anything yet, I think we're going to see dramatic increases in the price of both silver and gold, and basically, of course, the people who stay fixed to currency. In other words, their investments are in paper currency, whether it be in insurance policies or annuities, whether it be certainly in bank accounts or in bonds. I think these people are going to get wiped out and impoverished. It's happened in every other country that's ever gone into a fiat money system. It's happening today to people in other countries, and I think it's only a matter of time before it happens here. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Absolutely. The one thing that we can never forget is they certainly have the power. The elitists have the power. They can do anything, and they can extend things. And so certainly, Dr. Singh, you've been doing this longer than I have, and we've often thought that this, or I thought that I could never imagine paying or seeing oil at $100. I mean, it was always, if oil went to $50, that would be the end of the economy. And there's a lot of things like this in our economy. Who would ever think that we would see gold at $1,700, $1,800, and not have something a little more severe going, a little more of an event, maybe even bank closures at this point in time, or even the revaluation of our currency. So they can extend things. However, that doesn't take away.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Melody, go right ahead.
It doesn't take away the fact that we're in dire straits. We're in dire situation in our economy, and these things will happen. This will unfold. There is a day of reckoning that is coming. We don't know when it is, but we do get closer and closer every day. You can see that we're getting closer and closer every day by the so-called fiscal cliff, by the so-called our rates of the prices of everything that we have. We see inflation affecting each and every one of us. So we are getting closer, and pensions are going to be adjusted. I believe they will adjust 401s. I believe they will adjust IRAs. I believe they will adjust a lot of these retirement accounts, because there's a lot of money that's just sitting there in these accounts, and they're not going to let people walk away with it, and because the government needs that money, and they will take it. It's not a matter. People are concerned about gold confiscation. Well, people need to be more concerned about the government confiscating their wealth, and they can do that with the changing of the investment laws, with taxes, and also with inflation.
And I think people really have to realize, of course, that they're going to have to, if they have anything of intrinsic value in their safety deposit boxes, they're going to have to get it out of their safety deposit boxes. Certainly during the confiscation, gold confiscation back in the 1930s, most people did not turn in their gold. But if they had it in a safety deposit box, why, of course, there was a government agent there to go through that safety deposit box. If you've got anything out of your safety deposit box, do not keep things in the safety deposit box, ladies and gentlemen, because when you have a government that has no loyalty to this America country, whose loyalty is to this globalist dream, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government, then nothing you really have today is safe. You will only be safe and free once, of course, we expose the wicked people and the wicked forces working behind the scenes and can take America away from the subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery of this concept of representative government. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom. We're going to welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question or comment, is 464-8295, that's 831-464-8295. Give us a call, we'd love to talk to you. I think it's vitally important that people have a grasp of what's going on, and now, while there's something you can do to protect yourself and your family. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Well, Melody, certainly America is no longer isolated from the rest of the world. Our economy is interlocked with the economy of China and the Asian economy. Our economy is interlocked with what's going on in Europe. Our currencies are all interlocked. In fact, many of those currencies are failing. And the Federal Reserve System is pouring out trillions of dollars. That is T for terrible, T for terrifying, T for trillions of dollars to try to stabilize the world monetary system. And I don't think we're doing a very good job of it. Why don't you pick up the story, Melody, and explain to our listeners really what's happening in China, what's happening in Europe, and how that is going to certainly impact on the availability of jobs and financing here in America.
Well, the Eurozone certainly has its problems. I mean, and, you know, there's discussions that it could be one of the biggest risks to the global economy as their problems spill across all these borders. And it'll contribute to a global decline. It is the work of dominoes, so to speak. And you will also see a decline in consumer confidence. And when you have fiat currencies, this is what keeps those currencies floating, is that confidence. That's what keeps it acceptable, is that confidence. That's why it's so important. And that's why it's so important going into the holidays, just like I always talk about. It's, you know, it's been happening for years. It's an occurrence. You'll always see the stock market up and usually pressure on gold, the dollar stronger, because it's consumer confidence. They want people to go into these three-day weekends and these holidays, and they want them to feel good. because they need them to keep buying. It's confidence. That's what keeps the dollar going. So you have all these emerging economies that will be affected, and some will fare worse than others. And this includes China. This includes all your Asian countries. So we are so intertwined in this global trade. You have all these countries that have fiat currencies. You have a small basket of currencies, but all these countries manipulate their currencies because of fiat in order to affect their trade so they can do better in trade as they do world trade. I think what they'll do is they'll use gold as a stabilizer in this basket of currencies. They'll bring in more Asian currencies. They'll probably bring in China's currencies and so forth. But it will be gold that stabilizes and keeps the, and so to speak, it'll be like a unit of trade that all will accept. And we'll see this change as we see our monetary policies change. So when they're making these changes for globally, we're going to see changes here in our currencies too. Because our currencies, when that happens, you're going to see people lose their confidence in the dollar. And I think a lot has to go on in order for the, I mean, we see it gradually. We see a gradual erosion of confidence in the U.S. dollar as far as being the world reserve currency. And, yes, I believe that will be replaced. It will be replaced. I don't think it will be replaced with China's currency, but it's going to be replaced.
And basically, of course, there was a report that I just read it this evening. I believe it was in the New York Times. I was just talking about a new trade bloc of 10 nations that control almost half of the population of the world. And they're talking about China and India and Malaysia and Hong Kong and Singapore and Japan and certainly South Korea. But, of course, what they're pointing out is that America is not going to be allowed to be part of this trade conference, this part of this trade unit. Certainly, we have established our own independent trades situation as far as Europe is concerned, and we've excluded China from being a member, certainly, of this inner trading core. And now China is going to retaliate, working together with almost half of the population and the purchasing populace of the entire world, and they're going to set up a parallel trade unit and excluding America from being involved in the special trade discounts that are going to have as these nations begin to work very, very closely together. You'll find this within the last couple of days, a major meeting held within this last week, and of course America was excluded. And I believe, of course, that will have an impact as far as our exports are concerned, which we're dependent upon, of course, to maintain our balance of payments. And I think as we are forced to import more and more, and we can export less and less, this is going to have a profound impact upon the jobs here in America. I think lots more people are going to lose their jobs. The value of our currency is going to continue to fall. And I believe, of course, we're on the verge of dramatic changes in the year 2013. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. But I really believe, of course, we are on the verge, and that's with the next year or next couple of years, to dramatic changes, dramatic loss in the value of our currency, rising costs here in America. We call it inflation, but that really simply reflects the fall in the value of our currency. And I think this is going to have an impact upon literally everybody out there in the listening audience listening to this program tonight. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. We've been preparing for this time for a very long time. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, it is getting closer, and I do believe it's going to be beginning in 2013. I think you're going to see major changes. I think there will be some sort of an event that happens. You have a lot of things that are coming into play. You have all these regulations, these laws, you have the health care, you have everything that's going to be, each and every one of us is going to have an impact some way, somehow, and that we can protect ourselves. And yes, I really do believe it's very important to get food, to get water. I mean, look what we experienced just on Black Friday. Look at these mobs at these retailers just for a television or a sweater that's 10% or 50% off. look how these people react to that. Can you imagine what happens if there's going to be a shortage of food or water at any given time? We're going to face a lot of difficult times, and I wish there was a way we could avoid them. However, there isn't anyone in Washington that I see that can change anything. So I believe we're on this path. It's going to play out, and it's not going to be very nice.
I certainly agree. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, I believe we're going to have a war with the Muslim world, but I think there are other certainly very real dangers to America. And certainly, certainly include the danger, the very real danger of either solar flares or a direct EMP attack on America. And both of them deal, of course, with an electromagnetic pulse. But there has been a dramatic increase in solar activity and solar storms in this last year. Now you're not hearing about it. The information is being intentionally suppressed in America. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that with a major solar flare, they could simply wipe out literally overnight the entire electrical grid here in America and largely throughout the world. But America certainly is much more dependent upon electricity than other countries. And of course, this would take down our grid, and it could not be repaired because we no longer manufacture the transformers. It would take us 6 months to a couple of years to be able to get the transformers, if we could even get those transformers, to repair our grid. And at that point, why the entire infrastructure, electrical infrastructure of America could actually come down. People certainly do not hear about the EMP attack. The people in Washington, D.C. we talk to are frightened to death about that. And we have an excellent talk by Ambassador Henry Cooper. We'll have that available. The DVD is completed. We just have to get it into boxes. You can order it now. It's simply on an EMP attack. Ambassador Cooper, one of the most knowledgeable people in Washington, D.C., speaking to Radio Liberty Conference about the very real danger of an EMP attack. And he starts out by saying that this could lead to the death of up to 95% of the American population within 6 months to a year. Let me repeat that. Ambassador Cooper made this statement at our conference, and he's in contact with all of the people in Washington, D.C., key people, and he has been going back to the 1980s when he was the American ambassador to the disarmament conferences with the Soviets. Ambassador Cooper said that this could, an EMP attack, could lead to the deaths of up to 95% of the American public within 6 months to a year. You're never going to hear that discussed, and yet it's discussed regularly in Washington, D.C. Congress, the members of the House of Representatives, were so upset at this prospect, they voted almost unanimously, both Democrats and Republicans, to appropriate the money so that we could actually put breaks into our electric system so that you would not be able to burn the whole thing out with an EMP attack. And this was blocked by one vote in the Senate. The woman who actually headed the Senate committee that would deal with that, nothing has been done for almost 4 or 5 years. We are totally vulnerable to this. And the fact that you never hear this mentioned in the mass media, it really is rather frightening to me. Because what they're doing is keeping the American people from knowing what the very real possibility that may happen. And as a result, very few people are prepared for the possibility of either a solar flare, and as I say, the tremendous increased solar activity in the sun this past 6 months, or a direct EMP and attack, which the Iranians are planning on. And I really believe, of course, if Israel attacks Iran and we come to their aid, why? Iran will retaliate. They've already talked about retaliating and destroying the great Satan. How would they do that? With an EMP attack, of course. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. I guess Melody Cederstrom, and of course Melody's on the front lines of this battle, trying to help people get prepared for the very real difficult times that lie ahead.
Well, Melody, do you think that the average American really has any idea how serious the problems are that face us?
No, I don't. I mean, I always hold out for hope, thinking that something will touch them in a personal way to where they would wake up. And certainly, we talk about this information isn't being released, and I wonder how many of the folks out there would even bother listening or believe it. They don't seem to believe anything. It's like they have a cloak over them that they can't see, they can't wake up, and they just live, they go on from day to day. And hearing about 95% of the population being lost in a matter of 6 months to a year, that's really frightening. That's an incredible number. I would never have thought it'd be that high.
Well, basically, of course, I want you to know I went back and listened to the DVD a couple of times, and that's exactly what Ambassador Cooper said. And that is certainly the most significant and important part of that whole discussion, is that phrase and that reference to 95%, as much as 95% of the population of our country could be killed within 6 months to a year. And the fact that nobody ever talks about this sort of thing simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, basically, when you should talk to other people, I know you talk to them all the time. Melody, what certainly are they talking about? Are they talking about the danger of an EMP attack or a solar flare disabling our country? Are they talking about the danger of monetary confiscation? Are they talking about the very real possibility of massive demonstrations in our cities as they begin cutting back on the entitlement programs, cutting back on the food stamps and all the other wonderful things that we have here in America that we just don't have the money to afford? We cannot continue borrowing 40% of every dollar the federal government spends, 50% of every dollar that the government spends, and soon it'll be 60% of every dollar the government spends. They have to do something.
I think people who purchase, and the ones that I speak to, purchase gold and silver, have an idea of what's going to happen. I don't think many of them are in tune to, they're concerned about the taxes going up, and I think that is kind of sidetracking them now. They want to change things in their portfolios now because they don't know what's going to happen next year. And it almost seems like this fiscal cliff and the amount of reporting that's done or in the mainstream media certainly impacted them from seeing anything else.
Are you seeing people who are actually closing out their stock portfolios because of the coming change in the capital gains tax, and they'd like to get out of stocks simply because of the change in taxation that will come about the first of the year?
Not yet, but I think we'll see that probably in the middle of December, because I think a lot of them will wait to see exactly what happens to see if there isn't some sort of an agreement prior to the end of the year. But I think the last year of this month of December, the last week of the month, the last week of December, or the last 2 weeks, even through Christmas, I think will be a very busy time, because I think people will be rearranging that. But so I think folks need to take an inventory of what they have, even if they own paper, and I think they need to find out how they would be impacted with the various. I don't think they'll do the whole fiscal cliff. I think they'll pick and choose, and they'll probably
hold that
pick
thought.
And choose
hold
around
the thought.
Here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Melody is simply saying that she thinks that this is going to be a very insightful month. Everybody's going to wait to see if anything's going to be done to try to avoid the fiscal cliff. Under any circumstances, in all probability, they're going to change the capital gains tax, and it'll be going up from 15% perhaps to 20%, perhaps to 25%, where it was classically, and certainly the estate taxes are going to change. Will Congress certainly head off this disastrous increase in taxation, or will they let it go ahead? Melody thinks, of course, that a lot of people are waiting to see what happens in Congress over this next couple of weeks, and if nothing happens, and if they're going to allow certainly the capital gains tax to go up from 15 to 20 to 25%, if they can allow the estate tax to go from
$5 million exemption to $1 million exemption. And certainly this is going to have a dramatic effect upon people's preparing for the future. Would you agree with that, Melody? And certainly, what should people be doing at this time? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You go right ahead.
I don't know if it's human nature or Americans, but we always have a tendency to wait until the last minute. And so I think that's what we're going to do. But something that's also important is the alternative minimum tax. That already has expired for 2012. So you will see people have an impact on that for next year. And so they will already be paying taxes on that. And again, one thing I learned a long time ago, and Bob Chapman told me this, is when you're trying to make an investment decision, you take away penalties and you take away taxes. And you have to decide what's best for you, what's suitable for you. Because those equations, when you're dealing with taxes and penalties, will keep you from doing something that you should be doing. So as we weigh the amount of taxes and how we're each going to be affected, you kind of have to put that a little bit to the side and make sure that you protect your purchasing power. That's what it's all about.
I think that issue, as far as the alternative medium tax, is so amazing. Basically, of course, they kept saying, all these millionaires are out there. They're not paying any taxes. We've got to have an alternative minimum tax so we can tax the millionaires. And then, of course, they forgot to index that to inflation. They just forgot to do that. And as a result, 25 million people are going to begin paying an alternative minimum tax starting next year. And if you really think that they just made a mistake there in Washington, D.C., they didn't know what they're doing, you are incredibly naive. And I'd like to get you to invest in the submarine that we keep in the backyard that we're going to be launching one of these days. If you believe what they're telling you, they're simply lying. The members of Congress wanted to do this as a vehicle for increasing taxes on the people, not on the millionaires. They've got all sorts of vehicles. And they've got lawyers where they don't have to pay taxes. A young man came up to him at a meeting recently, and he told me he had just made $300 million selling a television company. And of course, I was a little taken aback. I didn't really know if he was telling me the truth or not, but as suddenly the people who work with me talked to him, it became very obvious that yes, he really had. They all knew about this deal he had. And he was telling me, of course, he was going to be traveling the world with this $300 million, but he had all sorts of tax consultants. And he wasn't having to pay taxes on hardly any of that $300 million. It was all in various foundations and various organizations. He wasn't going to have to pay taxes. The alternative minimum tax, ladies and gentlemen, is for you. It was actually put there to raise your taxes, not for the millionaires. And when are you going to stop believing what they're telling you? Would you agree or disagree with that, Melody?
I think one of the most disgusting things that I see on the CNBC, on the media, is when they bring out, and everybody quotes Warren Buffett. He's talking about raising the tax on the wealthy and so forth. Their money is so tied up, they will not be impacted by one penny. They won't have to pay any more than what they already do.
And basically, of course, Warren Buffett is getting his money out of capital gains. He's not getting it out of his salary, and he knows that. What he wants to do is take your money away, not take away his money. In fact, there's an article in WorldNet Daily today talking about suddenly decisions Warren Buffett had made as far as investments that were predetermined by the tax consequences. Warren Buffett looks after Warren Buffett, and he wants your money. Go right ahead, Melody.
You're absolutely right. And so, they'll go around and you'll see him quoted everywhere about the tax and the wealthy should pay their share and he shouldn't be paying less than his secretary. But that's exactly the way his taxes won't change one penny. So.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Who's Warren Buffett? He's the guy who took Arnold Schwarzenegger over to meet Lord Rothschild to give the clearance for Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for governor in California. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom, and basically we were talking about the alternative medium tax, and they just made a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. They just made a mistake. They forgot to index that to inflation, so that now suddenly 25 million Americans are going to have to start paying that in alternative minimum tax starting the first of the year. And basically, if you believe that it was a mistake, then wouldn't you think there'd be at least one congressman there in the House of Representatives of all the 435 or what there are that could come up with suggesting an amendment so that they could amend the alternative minimum tax and index to inflation? Well, you would think that there would be at least one congressman who would be smart enough to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, none of them are going to do it because they know this is a vehicle for raising your taxes. And believe me, your taxes are going to be raised dramatically here in the coming months. Well, certainly our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you and begin buying gold and silver. Go ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. That's DGScoins.com. You can get to our website. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you scroll down, there's a mic there. You can click on that, and it'll take you to the radio page. And you can listen to our radio program at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, either live, or you can scroll down a little bit and listen to the archive. We archive it on a daily basis, and hopefully in the very near future we'll be able to archive it for longer than just the weekly program. So,
now, basically, is that Sergey, primarily Internet, or is it on shortwave? How is it transmitted across America?
Well, it's the Internet, and we also are on shortwave. We're on various times and frequencies on shortwave. We're also in Spokane, Dallas, Memphis, and Louisiana. So we're growing as far as our radio broadcast, and so we're excited about that. So there's many ways, and the shortwave stations are both WWCR and WBCQ.
All right, fine. Well, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, Sydney, I know that you prefer buying gold to silver. Is there any place for people buying silver? Should they put any of their money in silver, or should they put it all into gold?
I really don't prefer gold over silver. I just truly believe that they each have their fundamentals, and I believe a lot of those fundamentals get distorted, and I believe people need to know and understand the difference between the two and why they're buying and what's suitable for them. I mean, I hear all kinds of stories and all kinds of promotions and all types of sales pitches from, you know, all these dealers across the country, and it just baffles me and it amazes me at some of the information that I hear. So I don't believe gold is better than silver. I believe people need to buy what's suitable for them. And everybody is different. We're all in different budgets. And people already have some gold. So as they go along acquiring gold and silver, it's good to have a plan on how and do what you're purchasing. And I certainly believe a minimum that you should have usually 80% gold, 20% silver. It's not that I favor gold. I just believe gold is a savings account. This is what preserves your wealth. Silver is more of a checking account. You're going to use it. It's for bartering, and it will be a great investment. And I believe you should also, if people feel that 20% is too low, it's okay. You can bump it, but you should at least carry an even balance of 50-50. I really don't think that... and again, I have many clients who are 100% in silver. I have clients that are 100% in gold. So again, it's back to education. It's back to knowing what you're buying and what's suitable for you. And we take the time to do that with our clients. And if people, you know, they can buy whatever they want. And I can't believe, you know, there's so much online buying, and it just shocks me that people will spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on online buying. It just shocks me because usually people who are purchasing gold and silver, we want an element of privacy, but yet people go on the Internet and buy gold and silver, and I don't quite get it. But our pricing is very competitive to a lot of these online shopping places where people think that they're getting a better deal, and that's not true. Our prices, I've quoted somebody out, we were actually able to give them 10 more ounces of gold or silver than what was actually quoted from a popular online gold and silver place. So make sure you shop around and give us a call. We will always try to match prices, and we'll always try to beat prices if we can, as long as they're legitimate prices.
Well, what's our telephone number to call again? Give me the number for people to call. And again, our number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But how will people get in touch with you again?
They can call us at 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, of course, Melody does advertise with us. She's been with us, I don't know, probably 8 years or something like that, maybe longer. But there are a lot of sharks out there in the water, and we've actually had to discontinue some of the people who were actually advertising with us because we had one gentleman, I really liked him. I mean, I considered him a friend, but he unfortunately, he said they sold somebody gold coins and didn't get it to him for about 4 months. He was waiting for the price to go up or down. I've forgotten the details. But basically, you got to be able to trust the people you deal with. And the one reason we have Melody with us, certainly, is because we've never had a legitimate complaint at all about anything. She's always stood by what she told people, and certainly almost universally, or universally, the people have been very, very happy, which is the most important thing you have. And unless you know somebody that is in the gold and silver business or somebody you can deal with directly, why, certainly, I would be very, very cautious going onto the internet. There are so many people out there selling gold and silver, but you don't know anything about it, and so you're going to have to send the money. And are you going to get anything in return? I know several instances where people have sent in money, and then the people have simply just disappeared with it. Fortunately, they were not people that we were dealing with, but I know this sort of thing happens. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But when you're dealing with considerable sums of money, you certainly have to be very, very careful. Well, let's see who we have on the line here. And who do we have calling in?
This is Bill from Pasco.
Oh, Bill, it's good to have you with us. So you're from Tri-Cities there in Washington. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I'm wondering about what exactly is this fiscal cliff, and is this just a lot of, basically hype, or, what exactly is the outcome of this, if there is any?
All right, fine, Melody. What is your interpretation of the fiscal cliff, and is this something we should be worried about?
Well, I believe it's going to happen. I don't think it's the bulk of our problem. I mean, again, our problem is our monetary policy, but it's where they're looking to increase taxes and do some cutting on of our debt. They want to cut some defense. I mean, the cuts aren't nearly enough what they need to do in order to tackle our deficit. So I think this fiscal cliff won't do much to tackle our deficit. It's not going to do much to tackle the $16 trillion and, higher numbers with everything combined. But it will impact individuals as far as more taxes that they pay. So it looks like it's supposed to take effect in January and includes, I think, about $7 trillion worth of tax increases and spending cuts over a decade. That really isn't going to do all that much to our deficit.
And I think that's really very, very accurate. Basically, what you have to understand, Bill, is that they're going to be an increase in your taxes. They're going to do away with the Bush tax cuts. They're going to do away with the alternative minimum tax. They're going to raise the capital gains tax from 15 to 20% at least, and maybe more. They're going to raise estate tax. Today you have a $5 million deduction if you or your wife were to die. Basically, they'll go to a $1 million deduction. Everything over that, they'll take about 55 cents out of every dollar. Dramatic increases in the taxes. And, of course, very small spots to precipitate a crisis. They will do nothing. If they don't want to precipitate a crisis, they want to put it off. They'll come up with some alternatives. But there is no way they're going to increase the taxes enough or cut spending sufficiently to have a balanced budget. Does that answer your question, Bill?
Yeah, it does. I think that the biggest entitlement program is the Department of Defense. That should be totally done away with.
Well, we need some defense for America. We need a defense for America. We do not need a globalist system intent upon bringing about a one-world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world and 800 to 900 foreign military bases. I agree with you. We need dramatic cut in our defense spending.
But we need to cut back on the size of our military. We need to defend America, not dominate the world. Thank you very much for calling. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
That's actually probably good, other than I was going to see what you thought about Rand Paul. I want to give all immigrant citizenship.
Rand Paul wants to give all immigrants citizenship?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what, if it's on the internet.
I don't know if that's true or not.
An amnesty.
Well, now, there's a difference between amnesty and citizenship. Do you know anything at all about that, Melody?
Well, I know there's been a big push to promote Obama's amnesty to all the immigrants, and a lot of these mainstream radio people and television moderators and so forth are beginning to flip and go that way. So, but I haven't really been following it that much.
And Bill, I really don't know. I will have to check it out. I would be very surprised if Rand Paul had taken that position. But then, of course, if we live in a world gone mad. There's only a few of us who are sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Bill, and also they look into it. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And, of course, the reason that we have such massive illegal immigration is because we've killed off so many children through the abortion policies, and we need people here to do the menial jobs, and we are actively encouraging the people to come in from other countries. What people don't understand is that they really want a multicultural, multilingual society. America is not being attacked from without. It's being attacked from within. And certainly the people coming in, illegal immigrants, they just want a better life. They certainly want to speak their own language. They want to send their money back to their families who they love. And I understand that. But America is under attack today by people here who are using illegal immigration to destroy the culture of this society, the infrastructure of this society, to destroy America, that once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the thought behind that is to make them, I could be wrong, to make them, give them amnesty so that the people that have been here for 4 years or something like that and have a job, they would be able to pay taxes. And that's how they're going to buffalo the American people. The American people will think, well, that's great. Now they're going to be paying taxes and it'll help pay for them and so forth. But they're going to be making such a low wage, they're not going to have to pay tax anyway. But now they'll be legal and they'll be able to get more of the benefits and, again, more strength on this country.
In other words, basically, that now they're going to be eligible for more in the way of welfare.
Yep. Yep.
Coming here illegally, you're not entitled to welfare. We make you a permanent resident. Why, of course, now you are eligible for welfare. And instead of solving the budget deficit, it will simply aggravate the budget deficit. But what most people don't understand is there really are people in Washington, D.C. who want to bankrupt our nation. Why? Because out of the chaos that will become the demand for a dictatorship. After all, our legislative, our electoral process has failed. The popularity of Congress is about 9% now. But we don't need to do away with our form of government and put in a dictator. What we need, of course, is to get back to our Constitution and to do away with all the electronic voting machines, because they're all rigged, or most of them are rigged. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to reclaim America, because if we don't, then the freedom we have known will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree. And